Are we on?
Fucking working.
Are we?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I've been drinking all day.
Can you hear me?
This wine tastes like pennies and blood.
Is that good?
No. Oh shit. Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to Family Home Evening.
With Bad Mormons.
We're bad.
Yeah.
The opposite of good.
No, I don't want to be a good Mormon. That's boring.
So boring.
So, you came back. Good job. Mm. Glad to have you.
What are we drinking?
We're drinking a Trader Joe's blend.
Really? I usually love Trader Joe's.
So do I, and this one's just okay. It's a petite fill-in-the-blank.
I believe what you're trying to say is Meritage red wine.
Oh, I didn't even read it.
From Paso Robles. You know, I thought I loved Paso Robles wine. Mm. I don't think I do.
It's I-8.
Petite Reserve. No, thumbs down for me undy.
I'm also not a fan, but we did just have a really good bottle of wine at Trevor's downtown, so.
That's true. Any local San Juan peeps, Trevor's at the tracks.
So where is that?
Bomb-ass food, bomb-ass wine. We got a bottle of Details wine. Mm,
so good.
So delicious. You're watching the train go by. You're getting drunk. There's three dudes wearing an identical sculpted mustache sitting behind you.
They think they're very cool.
And meanwhile, they just look like all those teenage girls that dress exactly the same when you're like, oh, that's cute. They're trying to figure out who they are. Bitch, you're fucking 28. You don't have to wear the same mustache as your friend's wearing to be cool.
Unless you do want to be cool, then do that.
No one will make fun of you.
At all, especially at the table next to you. So cheers. Cheers and shout outs.
Cheers to making fun of people. Cheers to judging other people by their sculpted mustaches.
You know what? It's not our fault that they're lame. Cheers to our Patreons.
Or patrons.
Whatever.
Even the patrons.
Wait, did I say that wrong?
Patreon is the platform.
Oh, whatever.
Patrons are the people that give you money.
I'm not in charge of that aspect of our empire.
Listen, we're going to set up a rule right now. If people give you money, you have to learn what to call them.
God damn it.
It's patrons.
Listen, patrons.
Listen, our new patron, James, who gets a shout out on our podcast for being so fucking cool.
Listen, James, thanks for being so cool.
Thanks for being fucking awesome, James.
And being a patron.
Whoa, I'm a patron.
Because you're patronizing me. Wait, that's patronized. Whatever, James.
You know, James, you are actually always our favorite. We didn't want to tell the other patrons. But, like, we were just waiting for you to join up because we were like, when's James coming in? Like,
can't wait to have a new best friend.
We've been waiting for you. And now you're here, so yay, welcome. Welcome to the inner circle.
You're welcome. So.
This isn't going to go well.
You know what? Listen, we've already been drinking.
Or it could be the best podcast ever.
It's what it's going to be because we're not doing it a day before it airs. You're welcome again for quality entertainment. Mm-hmm. And two, you're welcome.
And two, I'm not wearing panties.
Today or any other day.
Fuck the man.
Tell me how to live my life. So what are you watching, Mandy?
Thanks to you, Charlotte. I watched Big Business starring Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler.
And?
Oh, sorry, that one dude.
Fred Willard.
And some other fucking people. The guy from Silver Spoon. No.
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
And.
Oh, there was nobody
else. And there was the guy.
Ed Herman.
Is that the guy from
Lost Boys.
And okay. Overboard.
Overboard.
He was the husband in Overboard.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. So I watched that piece of garbage.
It wasn't great. It did not hold up great. Especially the green screen.
Just in case you guys need a little refresher on what we're talking about, it's Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin are twins, identical twins.
But they got switched at birth.
But each one got put in the other one's bassinet at birth in the small town of Jupiter Hollow. And they both went off to their respective lives. Two of them were rednecks.
But one person said, let's call them Sadie and Rose. And then the other, like, redneck father heard it and he didn't come up with any other names. Like, let's just call them Sadie and Rose. So they have the same name. They're identical.
Born in the same town. Two of them are highfalutin New York City high-power business executive women, and two of them are redneck, yodeling, pig-slapping something or
yes,
other.
Yes, I agree. I can
You care. Get where this is going. We don't need to explain it to you.
Then they, with a twist of fate.
Spoiler alert.
They met up in New York City.
Hold on. Don't spoil it for the people.
No, then you can watch the rest on your own time.
I watched it, so you don't have to.
I watched it as a child. I really loved it. I didn't hate it. I still smiled all the way through it. Would I watch it again? No, I would not.
She was only smiling at it because I would look over at her like, really, Charlotte?
And I'd be like, yeah, are you enjoying this, Mandy? Enjoy it. Anywho.
Are you wondering what the look on my face is about?
A little bit.
It turns out there's a new chapter in the saga of trans wizard Harriet Porber.
What's his name? Chester?
Chuck Tingle.
Chuck Tingle!
Listen, I only knew about, you know, Harriet Porber and the bad boy Paracerophilus, but it looks like trans wizard Harriet Porber and the Theater of Love is a new, I don't know if it's a new chapter or a new book, but look, she's wearing a different outfit, same glasses, sorry, not she, they. They're wearing a different outfit, same glasses. I don't know their pronouns, so I don't want to assume. Yeah, The Theater of Love is out now on Amazon. I'm going to order it right now.
Can we, it's a movie?
No, it's a book.
Oh, I prefer it was a movie.
Listen.
I don't have time.
I'm going to read you one quick update from the Tingleverse, okay? It's about sporting events at the Billings Community Center. I'm assuming that means Billings, Montana?
I would have to assume.
Sporting events at the Billings Community Center are ending in angry outbursts. And in the woods nearby, sightings of the manifested concept of rage are becoming more and more frequent. Could the two be related? An entrepreneur moves to Montana and opens up a petting zoo for creatures of the void. They claim the cages are secure, but when a big storm rolls into Billings, some of the creatures escape. Was this their plan all along? Your reverse twin shows up with a mysterious box, looking for a place to stay. Strange noises are heard from the basement of the Billings Library at night. These adventures and more await you in the Tingleverse, the official Chuck Tingle role-playing game, which thrusts you directly into the middle of your very own Chuck Tingle story. The rulebook contains everything a group of buckaroos will need, including 4 playable types, Bigfoot, dinosaur, human, and unicorn, 5 trots, bad boy, charmer, sneak, true buckaroo, and wizard, and several unique ways, as well as hundreds of cool moves that are specifically crafted for each unique play style. Within these 270 pages, you will also find various magical items and a menagerie of monsters ranging from pesky void crabs to the villainous Ted Cobbler himself. The only question left is, what are you waiting for? The adventure begins now. You know what I watched that was pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, because I've been at work for the rest of my life.
I'm so sorry, but I did watch that Buzzsaw Velvet shit last night. That was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it. Didn't see the ending coming. Should have, but didn't. That says a lot coming from me.
I saw that when I lived on Maui, so you're, like, way behind the times.
But I did like, I don't know, I liked a lot about it that had nothing to do with anything.
I liked the art.
I liked all of it. Like with the art that they're like, oh my god, I'm so moved by it. I'm like, fuck you guys. But then I'm like, I'd put that up in my house. It was disturbing, yet not enjoyable.
Yes, that's what all right. Art should be: disturbing and enjoyable. Look at my entire collection right now.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So many dolls.
So disturbing. Blood. Look, there's a sink full of blood with a skull in it. There's 2 creepy twins holding onto a wolf. There's whatever that bio-human organic...
I don't see your Robert Rodriguez Valentine anymore. Did you...
I think that might still be under the couch when we watch the Night Stalker documentary. I don't know if that ever made it back out.
I was going to say, does it live in infamy now? Mm-hmm. Turns out once you rape children, it's no longer funny.
Yeah. Children rape's not funny.
No, it's not. It never was, but, you know, I had no idea that was part of his repertoire.
Hey, do you think we should take a little break, maybe hear a word from our sponsors and see what Tiffany gave 1.5 stars to this week?
I would love to see what Tiffany had to talk about this week. I hated it!
God, I hate everything. Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons presents 1.5 Stars. I Hated It with your host, Tiffany.
So this week, 1.5 stars goes to my neighbor, Ron. My neighbor, Ron. He is a convicted rapist. He has a 46-year-old meth head juggalo son living in his shed. And I'm not just like guessing that he's a juggalo meth head. He is on Facebook with juggalo makeup superimposed over his face and talking about how he loves meth. He's 46, probably a father, living in Ron's shed, and I hate him. Ron has a drinking problem, which is fine, you know, we all do, but he likes to fight Jared when he is drunk, and he likes to fight Jared and his fat fucking girlfriend, and he also likes to yell at his dog, which is not cool. And Ron has also had daughters. His daughter was living with him a couple years ago, and like, she was like, bye, daddy. And he was like, rah, 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 you know, and he got into his car and left. And she, all of out of the blue, was like, fuck you, dad. Fuck you. You touched my boobs when I was 11. You said it was an accident, but I know it wasn't. Like, super loud, top of her lungs. I recorded it through the bushes because I was like, this is gold. And I just deleted it like 6 months ago because I'm like, what do I need this on my phone for, right? And then she's like singing, got a fucked up family, my fucked up little brother and me. And then she goes on the phone and talks to her little brother about stealing her dad's camera, which she then did. Her brother came and got it, and they robbed their own father that they were living with, because she's also been in and out of jail more times. She's been on the inside more times than she's been on the outside. And that is why I hate my neighbor, Ron. I have a beautiful yard that I cannot enjoy because Ron will not stop listening to Rolling Stones and Elton John on goddamn repeat. That's why he gets 1.5 stars. Can I swear, Mandy? Because I fucking hate it.
Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, hello.
So I looked up a few recipes. Mm-hmm. Not saying they're good or bad.
I'm going to guess they're bad.
These are called pioneer recipes.
Okay.
Everyone should know how to make.
Pioneer recipes. Do you have to have a covered wagon and a campfire in order to make these recipes?
Maybe.
That's my first question. Second question, how many children do you have to have in order for this recipe to feed 500 people?
Well, this one is called, we'll let you decide, the Mormon Johnny Cake.
Okay, I'm listening.
Have you heard of this before?
No, I hate it, but go on.
Nor have I, because it sounds stupid. It is 2 cups of cornmeal.
Hate it.
1/2 cup of flour.
Don't like that.
Teaspoon of baking soda.
Okay, I'm good with baking soda.
Teaspoon of salt. 2 cups of buttermilk. 2 tablespoons of molasses. And 2 eggs.
Okay, I like
it. Optional for fluffy cake. Instructions. Combine the dry ingredients. Add the buttermilk. The buttermilk and the molasses, eggs, if desired, cook in a hot, greased cast iron pan for 20 minutes on a high heat. That's it.
So it's a pancake.
Yeah. Why do they call it a Johnny Mormon cake?
You know, back in the day, the farmers used to be called hoe cakes. I'm not making this up.
Hoe cakes?
Seriously.
Like your dirty hoe cake?
No, like you take, you know, the hoe, the...
Oh.
Dig the fair ditch with the hoe. You just stick the hoe in the fire, because it's got that flat surface, and you cook your pancake on it. You just take some corn out the field, milk the cow, whip that shit up,
that throw it on like the hoe. Bullshit.
I'm telling you, listeners, look it up for Charlotte. Prove me right and her wrong. Mm. It used to be called a hoe cake, because you could make it in the field on your hoe.
You a dirty hoe.
You just sanitize that shit in the campfire. That's what this was reminding me of. You're talking about Mormon covered wagons, 500
kids.
Well,
they called it food storage. It's called foodstoragemoms.com.
So, listen, what I'm thinking of is cooking food on not sanitized gardening equipment.
Fair enough.
I think that's what the true Mormons would have done.
What would you pair with that?
Fucking milk with vodka and Kahlua in it, I guess. No, that's already been done.
Sure has.
No, I mean, what else goes with pancakes besides milk? I'll tell you what.
Eggnog.
Okay, hold on. I'm a Mormon. I have 17 children. I have a herd of oxen.
Crick water.
Crick water. Everything I own is in my covered wagon. I'm using oxen urine to sterilize my wounds. What would I pair with my Mormon Johnny cake?
It's a Johnny Mormon cake?
Sorry, Johnny Mormon cake. Well, okay. You could just double...
Food synthesizer.
Food synthesizer. Bring me a big swell from Maui Brewing Company.
Yes! Done!
Sold.
You're welcome. That's all I wanted from you.
I will have a double IPA with my Mormon Johnny cake. And who doesn't like a double IPA 7.8% alcohol beer with their breakfast?
Well, I mean, I don't like the taste of it, but the getting drunk part sounds great to me.
Wives 3 and 5 have you in the doghouse. Wives 2 and 4 experiencing shark week in their garments. Wife 1 just looking so much like, old wife number 1. Have we got the solution for you? Why not give Prophets of Porno Polygamy Chatline a call? It's a choose-your-own-adventure here on Pop's Chatline. You select the number of wives you want to chat with, sit back, and let the fun begin. When one of your pop wives just isn't cutting the casserole, push the number on your touch-tone telephone to switch over to your next dream wife. Best part? None of the wives on the Prophets for Porno Chatline are over 14. No nagging, and anything goes. The Prophets of Porno Chatline costs a nominal 11% tithing of your monthly income. But keep in mind, the more money you make, the more the babies bake. So call us now at 1-888-4-MORONI. That number again is 1-888-466-7664. Prophets of Porno is part of Heavenly Father's plan in 4 states.
Picture it. It's 19. No, it's not. It's 2000. It's 2003-ish. Yeah, it's definitely 2003. I am somewhat obsessed with MC Chris. I've been obsessed with MC Chris since I moved to Washington. So back in 2001, I watched a lot of Adult Swim. And I watched specifically Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And there's this episode where this RC Cola machine falls over on the captain and, like, knocks out all his teeth.
Like, that's C-Lab.
Yeah, you're right. That is C-Lab. I'm so sorry. They cross over. So I guess originally it's Aqua Teen Hunger Force when they have MCP Pants who sings about, I want candy, bubblegum with taffy.
Sip to my sweet, sip to my sweet tooth with my sweet hot Sandy. I'm not a rapper.
Son of a bitch. Neither am I. It was very delightful. And then, so now we've moved over to C-Lab 2021. The captain goes down to go get an RC Cola, but he puts his money in, can't get it. So he starts hitting it. The machine falls over on him. All his teeth get knocked out, and no one comes to save him because everybody went to an MCP Pants concert. No, it was MC Chris, actually. Because I remember that, I think her name's Debbie. Yeah, because there's like 3 Debbies, right?
Right.
So Debbie, like, shows her boobs and says, I love you, MC Chris! Was an MC Chris show. And I was like, who is this MC Chris fellow? I must know. So I Google him, and he's got amazing music. So yeah. in that episode, they have Fetz Vet, which is arguably his most famous song.
Definitely his most famous.
And honestly, his best song. Yeah. He sings about Boba Fett from Star Wars, and it's great. But he also has a lot of songs about, like, being a nerd and, like, you know, being left out and kind of marginalized. And, you know, a lot of people who feel that way can relate to it. He did really well with what he had. And he's actually a really good rapper. I'm actually not into rap, but I actually liked everything that he did.
He also does rap songs about doing Robitussin, which I appreciate.
Right. And he also talks about, you know, finding love on the internet, which was my life growing up on when I was a teenager. But no, I mean, I very much loved his music. And then I moved out to Washington, and then he was playing in Seattle. And I was like, dude, we got to go to the MC Chris show, because why would we not? And it's a small venue. The coolest thing about MC Chris is that he would hang out with you after the show. And
he wasn't big enough to, like, be super famous.
Right.
But he wasn't small enough to be, like, nobody cared about hanging out with him.
Right. He's big enough that you'd hang out afterwards and be like, what are you doing? You want to go smoke some pot in the alleyway?
Oh, yeah.
And, right?
Yeah.
So it was definitely like, hey, you, all you guys, let's go smoke pot by the dumpster or whatever. And so I was pretty drunk. Laurie, who is our much petite, very attractive sister,
who everyone wants to bang.
Everybody wants to bang Laurie, was very drunk. And you were with us too, right? Mm-hmm. And you were small kind drunk. Mm-hmm. So we get out there, and Laurie is like, we're going to get stoned! And Chris is just like, shut up. Like, it's not legal. Like, be cool, man. Be cool. And mind you, like, Laurie liked MC Chris a lot. You liked MC Chris a lot. Enough to come to the show with me. But, like, I was obsessed with MC Chris. Yeah. And so I read his blog and shit like that. And the next day it was like, I think I, you know, it wasn't that, like, I found the one. I found somebody I think I really could have connected with. But she was just too drunk. And I was like, oh, he's talking about Laurie. I wanted to bang her, but she was too drunk.
Wait, I think we might be mixing up stories. Okay, we went to Dante's Inferno, and I remember that bar because they used to do live band karaoke there, and I loved that place. Everybody else would go to the strip club, and I'd be like, peace out, bitches. I'm gonna go sing with the band. So he was doing a show there, and I think Laurie backed up into the table, and he was just so fucking annoyed, like, drunk
nope,
bitch, get out of my way.
That's different.
Or was that me that you did that?
No, that was, Melissa. She was at the show, and he was just like, I don't have, like, he was being a douche to her.
That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah, it was like, we were, like, near the venue was so small that it was like, the merch table was at a booth.
Yeah.
And so we were, like, hanging out around the merch table, just because that was like the only space to hang out and stand.
Right.
And, like, I think she had either backed up into I thought it was Laurie this whole time, but no, you're right. It was Melissa. And yeah, she had, like, backed up into it, and he, like, basically he put his hands on her, not in an aggressive way, but in enough to, like, put his hands on her shoulders and, like, moved her away from the table. And we were all like, what the fuck? And she was all like, what the fuck? Like, don't fucking touch me. You know, and the both of us were like, oh, shit, that's the, like, band. And she was like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Don't fucking touch me.
But didn't he say something like,
something rude.
Like, you can get an autograph later. And she's like, I'm not here for an autograph. Like, I'm here to hang out with my friends.
Like, I don't know the fuck you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a douchebag. So I lost a bit of respect for him with the Laurie thing, because I thought it was funny, but he made such a big deal out of it, right? Like, made this big post about him, like, oh, please, she was never going to sleep with you anyways. And then that had happened, and I was like, well, that's really fucking lame. And then it goes to, he was actually back in Bellingham playing at the Nightlight, and some douchebag was like, because Joey was at that show, and he's just like, some douchebag kept saying, like, I want candy. He's like, oh, yeah, we've all watched Adult Swim. I'm not singing it. And, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, so, like, that person got removed. Like, remove this person, they removed him. Well, that same thing happened a couple months later, but I guess he was a total douchebag about it. And he was just like, get this fucking piece of shit out of here, blah, blah, blah. He pissed some people off, because that's when he went on YouTube and started crying, going, I never wanted to hurt anybody's feelings, and I know what it feels like to be rejected. I just was having a bad day. Now, mind you, that happens one time. This has happened multiple times. I can't tell you how many times I've seen MC Chris cry on YouTube. It's fucking funny at this point. Mm-hmm. I can't even listen to his music anymore without laughing. Like, it's really sad because I liked his music a lot. And now it's I have to get to a special kind of place without thinking about what a douchebag that man is.
Yeah.
Which is, that's why you never meet your goddamn heroes.
Not everybody can handle being semi-famous.
And that's the thing. He was semi-famous. He was never that big. Like, yeah, couple tens of thousands of people know you.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you did. You put out some quality content. I'm sorry that the Barack show was never that good. That's besides the point. But your music was pretty good. And then you fucked it all up.
Yeah, that's funny. I totally had mixed those two stories up, but you're right. Because we were with Shannon, Melissa, and Kate.
Because we were in Portland.
In Portland.
And then in Seattle was when we were with Laurie and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget who else. I went and I saw him a third time with some douchebag I was dating. And actually, I was super stoked because it was MC Chris was opening up for Pinback. And I liked both of those bands. I was like, bam! But we all went for MC Chris and nobody was like, oh, Pinback, we're leaving. I'm like, but I want to see the main band. That'd be great. But we left, so what are you going to do?
And then we went down to Kickball and made everybody listen to MC Chris, and they were like,
on repeat!
They were like, what is this bullshit? We're trying to take ecstasy and jam out.
You're welcome! I like candy!
Jam out to our tunes. No, thank you.
It wasn't all bad, but we listened to a shit ton of MC Chris on that road trip.
Cruising Mos Espa. Mandalorian. Over, I'm a piece of Mandalorian. That is a fucking great song.
That song is great. And actually, he's got some really good music. The only problem is that he's a little crybaby bitch.
That is a fact.
But, you know, I mean, I get it. It's not, there's no shame in having emotions. Or, you know, expressing those emotions. But when you're... Okay, if you go watch the YouTube video, he's trying to cry.
It's like, very disingenuous.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. It's just like, my fans are pissed at me, so I better do something to try and win some of them back. And you fucking failed.
Yeah. Hey, we did it, Charlotte. We recorded a podcast.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking drunk. I gotta go. I'm so sorry for everybody who had to listen to me scream all night.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to our podcast, you guys.
Yeah, thanks. You guys are awesome. You can check out our merch on our website.
We got some new stuff up there. A lot of...
Church merch!
A lot of shirts depicting our sister Tiffany's cat.
She loves it.
The only thing she doesn't hate.
That might be a fact.
If you could do us a big, giant favor and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, we would sure appreciate it.
Like and subscribe on YouTube.
If you have any stories about the time MC Chris tried to touch you inappropriately at a concert, send us a story at fhebadmormons@gmail.com. Check out our social media. We're on the Instagram. We're on the YouTubes.
Facebooks.
The TikToks. I have a new segment I'm trying to do called Old People on TikTok, which isn't going so well, but maybe it's funny.
Because you're old.
Old.
And Pinterest?
No, just kidding. We are on Pinterest.
We are?
Thanks again to our patrons. We love you guys.
We love you guys.
You're so fucking cool.
Thanks for letting us, you know, supporting us doing this monstrosity of a podcast.
Thanks for supporting our need and desire to get drunk and tell you stories.
Yeah.
And one more time, welcome James.
Yeah, welcome James.
And I think that's it. I think we can call that a wrap.
All right, good night, Chuck Tingle.